What is CNAI? It stands for a commitment to constant and never-ending improvement. That core value, that core belief has permeated every experience of my life. It's who I am. I'm constantly looking for how can I improve. My standards have always got to be expanded, and so do yours if you truly want to be happy. It's the only way we're going to enjoy ourselves. Think about it. Oftentimes I'll ask people, tell me in these five areas of your life, are there some areas you need to improve in? And invariably they'll say, well, my business is doing pretty good, but my relationship's not in very good shape. I guess I need to go work on that. And I turn to them and say, you just made a major mistake. Because now that you put all your focus in your relationship, your business is going to go down. Or maybe your spiritual life is not expanding. The only way our life gets better is not by once in a while jumping in with lots of enthusiasm and giving our all to make something better. It gets better by daily, gradual improvements in each of the areas of our lives. And that's what CNAI stands for, a commitment to constant and never-ending improvement. Nothing in life feels as juicy as knowing you're expanding who you are, expanding your influence, your impact, the quality of how you think and how you feel. And remember, all increases in quality are the results of improvement. And if you're constantly improving, even at the most minute level, who you are and how you live, you'll always be happy. See, we only feel frustrated when we don't feel like we're growing. And growth comes from improvement. So if I really want to find out what the level of success you have in your life is, I could say, what's your level of commitment to CNAI? What's the amount of CNAI you've developed in your relationship? Is it constant and never-endingly improving, or have you set it aside and said, well, I'm kind of like maintaining it? I got news for you. Just to keep what you have to be improving. Things don't stay static. In life, we're either climbing or we're sliding. We're growing or we're dying. There's no in between. Hey, if you're not investing, for example, I got news for you. You aren't staying equal with where you were last year or the year before. You're losing because inflation is eating away at the base of what you have. If you're just keeping your relationship where it was when you first developed your relationship with this person you care about, I got news for you. That relationship is sliding. It is not climbing. The only way to keep the same quality is to improve, and the only way to increase the quality of life and have true success is through daily, constant, never-ending improvements, a commitment to CNAI, a philosophy and a discipline that can shape the quality of your life forever. It is the one single element that if you ask me, Tony, if there's one thing you want me to live by that would ensure my success for a lifetime, I would say commit to the discipline of CNAI. Commit to every day finding some small way to constantly and never-endingly improve each and every area of your life. And that'll give you a richness beyond anything you could possibly imagine. Because each day, these tiny little improvements that seem like nothing will build one upon another until one day you wake up and discover that you're now living what was once merely a dream. That's your life. That's the richness. And it comes from only one thing, CNAI, constant and never-ending improvement. And by the way, if you want to know where my passion comes from, my intensity, it comes because every single day I'm excited to wake up and live. Because every single day there's something I'm going to improve upon. And do you know what that does to your self-esteem? When every single day you know and you notice that you're improving in some way, it doesn't have to be huge. As I've already said, it's those little gradual ones that make the difference. Little things don't mean a lot. They mean everything. And when you notice them and when you do them deliberately, you begin to develop a sense of strength within yourself that's virtually unmatched in the people that you'll meet. Think for a moment of somebody you know who's truly happy. Isn't it somebody who's doing something they're passionate about? And doesn't that passion come from the fact that they're creating and expanding something, that they're growing, that in fact they're improving the quality of their life, and even more powerfully, they're improving the quality of people's lives around them, which, by the way, is one of the most powerful benefits of improving yourself. The more you improve yourself, the more you have to give. And the more that you give, the better you feel about yourself. It becomes a cycle, but instead of the vicious pain cycle that most people live in, it becomes a pleasure cycle where every day you feel even better about who you are, what you're becoming, and what you're contributing. This standard of constant, never-ending improvement has caused me my entire life to constantly pursue what I now call profound knowledge. It's a term that a man named Dr. Edwards Deming created, and we're going to talk about him briefly. But what I want to tell you is profound knowledge, by definition, is information, strategies, or distinctions that are simple and universally applicable, that the minute you understand them, you can use them to increase the quality of your life. So with this constant pursuit of the strategies and skills and philosophies that can immediately improve the quality of our lives, I'm constantly trying to chunk up. That is, say, what's the best of what I've learned that I can share with somebody in a moment or two? And I'm here to tell you that I can show you how to change your own life long term.